An Instagram growth guru boosts local businesses. Welcome to Side Hustle School. Chris Guillebeau, your host here. In this week's first $1,000 segment, we're going to hear from an Instagram aficionado who turns their skills into a profitable business, helping local businesses thrive. Now, of course, today's episode is part of a feature we call Your First $1,000, How Does Somebody Go From Idea to Making $1,000? And then often they go on to make much more. But I believe, and in fact, I think it's not just my belief, I think it's factually correct, that once you have made $1,000, it's much easier to make your second $1,000 and then far beyond. We have had lots of people on the podcast making multiple six figures from their side hustle. Yes, that is correct. It all depends on the project and the person and the story, of course, but it's not a one-off. And all those people, you know, they have to somehow go from idea to income. So what is the origin point of that? With that in mind, today's feature comes from Jax. As noted, Jax is really into Instagram. They turned their skills into a business. They were actually working as a barista, and now they are doing social media for businesses, getting paid a good bit more. So let's hear the story from Jax. We've talked about social media from time to time, of course, on the podcast. We always try to find a unique angle. Let me know what you think of this one. I'll come back at the end with a quick wrap-up.
Hi, I'm Jax, and I turned my love for Instagram into a profitable side hustle, helping local businesses grow their online presence. As a millennial with an eye for aesthetics, I saw an opportunity to make a difference in my community while doing something I enjoyed. It started when I offered to revamp the Instagram account for a coffee shop where I worked as a barista. The owner was skeptical at first, but I convinced them to let me give it a shot. I created a cohesive feed, took much better photos, and implemented a hashtag strategy. Soon, the account started gaining followers, and the shop saw an increase in foot traffic. Big win! Seeing the tangible results of my work was incredibly rewarding, and I decided to turn my skills into a hustle. However, I didn't want to be just another generic social media manager. I focused on helping local businesses with a cause, such as eco-friendly shops and community-driven organizations. One of my most successful clients was a zero-waste store downtown. I developed a targeted Instagram strategy that showcased their products and educated followers about sustainability. We created a content calendar, collaborated with local influencers, and ran Instagram ads with a $1,500 budget to reach a wider audience. Within 3 months, the store's follower account had grown by 2,000 and they saw a 30% increase in sales attributed to Instagram. But of course, it was a lot of work for me. I had to learn how to price my services competitively while still valuing my time and expertise. I also needed to set clear boundaries with clients and manage their expectations. There were times when I worked late nights and weekends to meet deadlines and to keep up with the demands of running a side hustle. Despite the challenges, I found that my side hustle allowed me to make a tangible impact on small businesses in my community. By helping them improve their Instagram presence, I was contributing to their growth and success. Over time, I streamlined my processes and became more efficient in my work. I created templates for content calendars, captions, and hashtag research, which saved me hours each week. Within a year, I was generating a significant income from my side hustle. Though it does vary quite a lot depending on the month and season. In the future, I'd like to move to a monthly pricing model so I can know more of what to expect from month to month. Still, so far so good. I attribute much of my success to my willingness to niche down and focus on a specific type of client. By aligning my skills with my values and targeting businesses that I genuinely want to help, I was able to build a fulfilling side hustle that doesn't feel like work, or at least not always.
All right, big thanks to Jax for telling us about their first $1,000. As always in these situations, recurring revenue is important. You want to get your clients to sign a retainer. Well, not just sign, but also pay the retainer, crucial second step. But that goes a lot more, that goes a lot farther than just getting one-off payments for simple services. I think we talked about that in a question and answer episode recently, so I'm still thinking about it. But that's always my number one recommendation in these situations. Get your clients to sign or agree to an ongoing commitment, not just occasional one-off services. All right, hope you enjoyed the story. If you have a question and update about your hustle, sidehustleschool.com. I'm also on social media most days, on Instagram myself at 193countries. I write a newsletter 3 times a week about mental health and purposeful productivity. You can find that at yearofmentalhealth.com. And today's notes, lastly, sidehustleschool.com/2697. Thanks for tuning in. We're almost at 2,700 episodes, all thanks to you and our amazing community. Hope you'll stick around. My name is Chris Gillipo. This is Side Hustle School.
From the Onward Project.